I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. The Oxford English Dictionary defines angry white male as usually working-class white men with right-wing views, typically including opposition to liberal anti-discriminatory policies. According to Oxford, angry white males are viewed as representing an influential class of voter. Well, Michael Kimmel has written a book called Angry White Men, American Masculinity at the End of an Era. Michael Kimmel is a professor of sociology and gender studies at Stony Brook University, and he lives in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Michael Kimmel, how do you define angry white male?
Well, I define angry white men as those men who feel that they have gotten a really raw deal, that they are men who felt entitled to certain benefits because they were simply, you know, who they are, white and male and American. And so I think that the thing that unites these men is not so much that they're on the right wing, but rather that they are that they experience what I call aggrieved entitlement. These guys felt that they were entitled to things they didn't get. Russ, let me give you one example. The story that I actually think of as the story that made me start to think about writing this book. I was on a talk show opposite four guys who I came to call angry white men. And these guys were they thought, the victims of reverse discrimination in the workplace, also known as affirmative action. They were really angry because they felt they were qualified for jobs, qualified for promotions, and they didn't get them. And they really felt angry about it. One of the guys had said a quote, which was the title of this particular show. And the quote was, "A black woman stole my job." So these guys all told their stories. And then it was my turn to speak. And I said, I have just one question for you guys. And it's a question about the title of the show, A Black Woman Stole My Job. I want to know about the word my. Where did you get the idea it was your job? Why isn't the title of the show, A Black Woman Got the Job or A Black Woman Got a Job? Because that's what men's sense of entitlement sounds like. That sense that these were our jobs that are being taken from us and given to these others who don't deserve it. That's what I call aggrieved entitlement. We are entitled, these guys believe, we were entitled to get something because of who we are. We didn't get it, so it's reverse discrimination against us. Now, that comes through among various groups that I discuss in the book. For example, I talk about the father rights groups, the men's rights groups. I talk about men who are on the extreme right wing. But I don't think that you necessarily have to be on the right to be an angry white man. Let's face it, a lot of American men in America have really gotten kind of screwed by this system. But if you look at your situation and you say to yourself, I am, you know, furious, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm really, you know, I was entitled to all this and I'm, you know, and I'm angry. And if you look at racial minorities, LGBT people, women as the reason that you are so unhappy, the reason that you've been screwed, then you are likely to turn to the right. You'll blame women, you'll blame all these minorities, et cetera. But if you actually look at the large corporations and big predatory lenders and banks and stuff like that, you might come to a more leftist position. The anger can go either way. And what I would say is, yes, we should be angry. We are angry. White men should be angry. But let's be clear, LGBT people did not downsize your company or outsource your job. Feminist women are not responsible for climate change.
You write that white men feel as though they're presiding over the destruction of their species, and you say they are half right.
Well, they are half right. It's not the destruction of our species that's happening. It's not, as some have said, the end of men, but it is an end of an era of unquestioned male entitlement to all of those kinds of positions. You know, when you look at Congress, the composition of Congress in, say, 1940, or 1950 or 1960, or you look at any corporation in the era of Mad Men, and, you know, all of the positions pretty much are held by men. So when you've had 100% of the positions and now you have 60% of them, you think, oh, my God, we've lost everything. Now, the reality, of course, is you're still in the majority. There is still a wage benefit to being a man compared to being a woman. But, you know, we kind of get a bonus for having the XY chromosomes. We get a bonus for this. You know, that's the other side of the wage gap. If women make 77 cents to every man's dollar, men make, you know, what, $1.22 for every dollar a woman makes. We get a bonus. So it does look to us, it feels to us, you know, if you watch Mad Men, where all the men had those offices on the outside with the windows and the nice offices, and all the women were kind of collected in a corral in the center in the secretarial pool, and part of that arrangement was the male executives pretty much had their pick of any of the women that they wanted to, you know, have sex with. I mean, that's the workplace that was depicted. Well, if you feel like that was the workplace you anticipated, the one you wanted, the one you felt entitled to, good luck now, because that doesn't exist anymore. So in a way, these guys are half right. That world is gone. Let's face it, Ross, the United States of America has never in our history been more gender equal. We have never in our history been more racially equal. We have never in our history been more sexually equal than we are at this moment today. Now, I hasten to point out that doesn't mean we're there. It doesn't mean we are equal. We've never been more equal. In fact, the rate of change, especially around LGBT issues, is pretty dizzying. People couldn't have possibly expected the kinds of changes that have taken place so dramatically and so rapidly. And yet, we are probably have never been more class unequal. So one of the questions we have to ask ourselves is, how is all this dramatic change, this social equality around race, sexuality, or gender, how has that been accompanied by such dramatic economic inequality?
Michael Kimmel, you traveled around the country to talk to these angry white men that you write about in the book of the same name. How did they react to a sociology and gender studies professor from Stony Brook University asking them questions about why they were angry?
Well, I talked to lots of different guys in lots of different groups, and some of them were, some of the men's rights guys were angry, and some of them angry at me because I'm pretty well known as being a very visible advocate of gender equality, and that I argue that gender equality is a good thing for men. But what I think the most interesting conversations I had were the men on the extreme right. I probably interviewed about 50 neo-Nazis, white supremacists, white nationalists around the country. I had rules about how I would meet them. But, you know, when I would approach them and try to talk to them, I wasn't going to try to fake it. I don't look very much like them. I look like a middle-aged, balding college professor from New York City. And I wasn't going to try to fake some accent, and I wasn't going to try to fake some identity with them. So I just basically said, look, I'm not here to convince you of my position. I know you're not going to convince me of yours. I am probably your worst nightmare. I'm a liberal New York Jewish sociologist. But here's what I do know. I know that you believe that America is not listening to you, that you are the forgotten Americans. Well, listen, that's my job. My job is not to try to persuade you, and I'm not going to be persuaded by you. But what I do want to know is how you understand the world, because obviously I can't understand it given who I am. So I want to understand how you see the world. I want you to tell your story and let me try and understand it. And quite honestly, quite a number of guys who do feel that they, you know, that no one's listening to them, quite a number of them felt like, okay, we'll tell this guy because at least he'll listen. So I did interview about 40 to 50 white nationalists and white supremacists and neo-Nazis around the country.
Your explanation of angry white men is very clear, but I got to say it's a little weird to define people by their emotional state. If we'd called feminists in the 60s and 70s angry women, or if we'd called black nationalists angry black men, people would have said, oh, that's diminishing something that's really going on. Do you think this is really an appropriate label to use for these folks?
Okay, well, that's an interesting thing. I think, first of all, we did talk about I mean, you know, when we talked about feminist women as angry women, I think that a lot of the conversation about feminism was about their anger. And a lot of men misunderstood it as angry. They must be angry at me personally, which then evokes that kind of defensiveness. Well, I didn't rape anybody, so therefore they shouldn't be angry at me. You know, I think that women have been right to be angry. I mean, anger is an appropriate emotion when appropriate response to inequality and discrimination.
Yes,
don't
but it's
you?
It's considered diminishing to just say they're angry women. I mean, it sort of doesn't it diminish what the reasons they have for what they're doing? It just makes it an emotional state rather than an actual judgment on what their role is in society. And I'm wondering if calling angry white men doesn't do the same thing.
I don't think so. I'm interested in those groups of men who have in some way or other mobilized around their whiteness and their masculinity, mobilized in politically on the extreme right, for example, mobilized politically as in the men's rights and father rights groups to try and influence policy around divorce and custody or bringing lawsuits around ladies' nights at bars. You know, these are guys who are mobilizing, who are taking their anger into a political sphere, and they're actually acting as white men. So I don't see that as diminishing it at all. I'm trying to identify what's underlying the anger. I believe is exactly that sense of aggrieved entitlement that I think is the thread that goes through all of these different groups, including I also talk about angry white boys, the rampage school shooters. I talk about a lot of different groups, and all of them experience this sense of aggrieved entitlement. So. Aggrieved white men, you could just as easily have called it. But I do want to get a sense that not all white men are angry. There are some white men who are doing quite well, thank you very much. But these groups have mobilized around politically around that anger, use that anger to mobilize politically as men and as white men.
Finally, Michael, where do you think we are in the arc of this historically? Are we in 20 or 30 years, will this be considered to be something of the aughts of the 2010s that is in our past?
The numbers will continue to decline, but I don't think it's going to disappear anytime soon. I do think that it has the capacity to change as this new generation abandons the aggrieved entitlement of their fathers and moves into a world of much greater gender equality. In the long run, there's no question that we are not going to be going back. We are going to be more gender equal, more racially equal, more sexually equal. So the question for men, and I think the reality among most men, is we're very quietly accommodating ourselves to this world. And when we do that, we're actually finding out that we like it. We like spending time with our children. We like the fact that our wives work outside the home because they become more interesting. They bring home interesting stories. They can listen to our stories. You know, it's a more interesting life. And it turns out that all of the data seem to point to, as the University of Washington psychologist John Gottman has pointed out, that the more gender equal the marriage, the happier the men are.
Michael Kimmel, he's a professor of sociology and gender studies at Stony Brook University, and his book is called Angry White Men, American Masculinity at the End of an Era. Thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure, Russ. Thank you.
This is The Record on KUOW.